All right, setting the bar stories. If you're new to this show, describe what these are.
These are examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
I don't know if you remember kind of the cult classic from the late 90s, early 2000s, the movie called Office Space.
Oh, yeah, it's classic.
Jennifer Aniston, a very young Jennifer Aniston, was in that movie. But there's a scene in the movie, and I'll play it for you.
When the subroutine compounds the interest, right, it uses all these extra decimal places that just get rounded off.
Yeah, so her kind of boyfriend is talking to Jennifer Aniston's character, and he's describing how he wants to rip off his company because he hates it there.
So we simplified the whole thing, and we round them all down and just drop the remainder into an account that we opened.
So you're stealing?
No, you don't understand. It's aggregate, so I'm talking about fractions of a penny here. And over time, they add up to a lot.
So you're gonna make a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
That's not yours?
Well, it becomes ours.
How is that not stealing?
Okay, yeah, exactly. So
that's a really valid point.
This 28-year-old who worked at Zulily, right?
Yeah.
He manipulated the software of this online realtor or retailer and diverted money to himself.
Oh, my God.
Shipping fees that were supposed to go to the company to his own account. So.
And he thought they were never going to find out?
Yeah. So in all, he stole about $300,000.
Ooh, okay. All right. They're not going to notice that.
Right.
It's fine.
Which, ironically, that was the same amount that the workers in the movie Office Space also stole.
Stop.
Yeah.
Really?
But then when arrested, apparently detectives say he admitted to being inspired by the movie Office Space, and the entire plot of his crime was detailed in a folder that was labeled Office Space.
Office Space Project.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, bless his heart. Oh, man.
So, yeah.
So now are we going to have to start seeing disclaimers at the beginning or end of movies like that? Like, hey, please don't try to emulate the crimes depicted in this show.
I mean, we may.
This movie.
We may. So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to pull off the plot from a popular movie thinking no one will find out, then you're doing okay.
Oh, man. It's all because of this guy. If you start seeing those disclaimers.
That's like, right.
Hey, ding, ding. Let's not try to be like the Ocean's 11 crew.
Right. For sure. That's Set at the Bar on 99.7 DJX.